T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good afternoon, I'm Brian Ping.
And I'm Karen Adams, our top local story. At least 6 people were killed this afternoon in a fiery multi-vehicle crash in the unincorporated Windsor Hills area of L.A. Let's get the latest now from Brian Douglas. Brian.
This is a horrible situation, Karen. This is at the intersection of La Brea and Slauson, a very busy intersection where just about an hour and a half ago, where we did have this crash. 6 dead, up to 7 injured from what I'm hearing. It was so bad, the fire department actually set up the triage right on La Brea Avenue. So again, 3 of those cars actually caught fire. The 2 that caught fire right next to the gas station on the corner, on the southwest corner of Slauson and La Brea, is where they believe at least 4 people have lost their lives. So again, La Brea and Slauson are going to be shut down well into the evening for this investigation. Again, where 6 people lost their lives in a multi-car crash here in Windsor Hills. Guys, back to you.
Wow, thanks, Brian. Okay, police in Gardena are looking for at least 3 people, maybe more, in connection with an armed holdup outside the Hustler Casino. 2 security guards in an armored van were ambushed and shot at in the casino's parking lot around 10 this morning. One of them was hit, taken to the hospital in critical condition. Police say the robbers got away with some cash, not saying how much, and their getaway car has been found, but a search of the area by officers has so far come up empty. Police say the thieves did not target the casino itself.
An Orange County man is charged with multiple felonies, accused of pretending to be a doctor and performing cosmetic procedures since 2019.
He went by Dr. Elias Renteria, but the OCDA's office says the brave man was no doctor. Still, he allegedly ran 2 cosmetic procedure clinics in Anaheim and La Habra, injecting Botox, fillers.
He advertised profusely on social media through Facebook, TikTok, claiming to be able to perform procedures, including threadless facelifts.
Orange County DA's office spokesperson Kimberly Edge tells KNX Renteria may have also been using dangerous counterfeit Botox and fillers.
He was specifically preying on members of the Spanish-speaking community.
Renteria is in jail with $1 million bail. Anyone who has information about him urged to call the Orange County Prosecutor's Office. Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
In a move to free up more funds, the U.S. government is now calling monkeypox a federal health emergency.
The decision comes after California, New York, and Illinois have already taken the step of declaring a health emergency, as have L.A. County and the city of Long Beach. Dr. Jeffrey Klausner is a professor of preventative medicine at USC. He says he doesn't think this will take away from the current efforts in place to battle COVID.
No, I don't think so. I mean, we're in a different phase of COVID right now. We're in this phase of learning how to live with it. We've actually called for a combination of COVID and monkeypox testing sites where the 2 infections may be overlapping.
Dr. Klausner says the federal government is now responding to monkeypox with a better sense of urgency. Chris Seaton's KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The AIDS Healthcare Foundation continues to press LA County to do more to address the monkeypox outbreak.
While he commended the Board of Supervisors for declaring a local emergency, calling it a beginning, AIDS Healthcare Foundation President Michael Weinstein went on to say,
the only way we're going to effectively address monkeypox is with a plan, and that plan is not as yet forthcoming. And you also cannot fight a battle like this without money.
He says they've asked the county for an allocation of $10 million for monkeypox and the ongoing STD crisis.
The county, when it talks about finances, is always talking about getting money from the federal government and the state government. That's fine. We would join those efforts to get more money at both those levels. But the reality is that it cannot wait.
Weinstein says some of the money could be spent on advertising, which is part of their own proposed plan to put warnings online, in newspapers, outdoors, and elsewhere to the gay and bisexual male population where the virus has been predominantly spreading. Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A significant number of people in Orange County are fully vaccinated, and the county's top doc says it's paying off.
Hospitalizations this summer in all of Orange County because of COVID are half what they were last summer. County Public Health Director Dr. Clayton Chow says it could be because Omicron just doesn't cause the severe illness Delta did. He also credits the county's vaccination rate.
Of all ages, if you look at all ages now, remember the vaccine almost available for all ages, right? Orange County, if you look at those who are fully vaccinated, all ages now, we're at 72.5%.
He says infections in the OC are surging, a summer surge, he called it. But unlike the early days of the pandemic, hospitals not being overwhelmed with gravely ill patients. Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.